First Baptist family, it is a great joy to welcome you today to the 43rd annual festival of Nine Lessons and Carols under the direction of Paul Freeman. Through the reading of Holy Scripture, beginning with the creation account, through John's glorious account of the incarnation, and through sacred song, we tell the story of our Savior's birth. And we welcome you today, especially those of you who are visiting with us, who are listening to this service on the radio and on the internet feed. For those of you who are listening to this service on December the 18th, we invite you to come on Christmas Eve to our beautiful Christmas Eve Candlelight Communion service that begins at 5:30 Saturday afternoon. Next Sunday morning, we will have an informal service of worship beginning at 10:30. The Nine Lessons and Carols will be replayed, rebroadcast on the radio at 11 o'clock on Christmas morning. As we begin to celebrate the greatest gift of all, we now respond with our gifts, our tithes and offerings. I recognize Sparky Brooks, who will come and will lead us in our offertory prayer.
Please bow your heads as we pray. The birthday that the Christ child is almost upon us, He, the Son of God, who was born of the Virgin Mary, and whose earthly father was a carpenter named Joseph, His birth is a cause for celebration each and every day, and not limited to just one calendar day per year. We as Christians know from the teachings of our Bibles that Jesus gave us the greatest gift mankind has ever received when He died upon a wooden cross with spikes inserted into His hands and feet so that we may be forgiven of our sins. We as Christians have also been afforded many opportunities to repay this most generous gift by choosing to live our lives as followings of His teachings and spreading His words around the world. The words of love, the words of faith, the words of healing, the words of truth, and most important of all, the words of forgiveness. And we also want to give thanks to you, dear God, the great I Am, for giving us the most precious gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And we thank you, Jesus, for affording us more opportunities to live a Christian life than we sometimes deserve from you. You truly are a loving and forgiving man. Happy birthday, dear Lord. Happy birthday to you. Amen.
Thank you.
eternal God of love, we gather in this sanctuary to celebrate this glorious season through 9 lessons and carols. Once again, we prepare ourselves to hear the message of the angels, and in our hearts and minds, to go even unto Bethlehem, see this thing which has come to pass, to worship and adore the baby with the shepherds, the angels, and the magi. As we open the scriptures which reveal your loving purpose in the first days of creation to the glorious redemption brought to us by this holy child, may we make our sanctuary glad with carols of praise. We continue to pray for peace and goodwill over all the earth, for unity in our nation, and true fellowship within the church. Let us not forget the very ones Christ came to save, the poor, the lonely, the outcast, the helpless, little children, and the ones who are so often rejected and scorned by society and even by the church. As we worship as the body of Christ, we remember the multitude of saints who have gathered in this place in past years, but have now gone before us and are part of the great cloud of witnesses who join in our happy song. We offer these prayers and praises with all humility to the very throne of grace. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
God creates the heaven and the earth. A reading from the first chapter of Genesis. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was moving over the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning. One day. And God said, "Let there be firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters from the waters." And God made the firmament and separated the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. And there was evening, and there was morning, a second day. And God said, "Let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place. Let the dry land appear," and it was so. God called the dry land earth, and the waters that were gathered together he called seas. And God saw that it was good, and God said, "Let the earth put forth vegetation, plants yielding seed, and fruit trees bearing fruit in which is their seed, each according to its kind upon the earth." And it was so. The earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed according to their own kind, and trees bearing fruit, in which is their seed, each according to his kind. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, a third day. Thanks be to God.
I sing the mighty power of God. born in Bethlehem is foretold. A reading from the 5th chapter of Micah. But you, O Bethlehem, Ephrathah, who are little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient days. Therefore he shall give him up until the time when she who is in travail hath brought forth. Then the rest of his brethren shall return to the people of Israel. And he shall stand and lead his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord of his God. And they shall dwell secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and this one shall be our peace. Thanks be to God.
He will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom kingdom, there will be no end. Mary said to the angel, how shall this be, since I'm still a virgin?
The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the Holy Child to be born will be called the Son of God. And look, your kinswoman Elizabeth, in her old age, has herself conceived a son, and this is the sixth month for her who was called barren. For with God, nothing will be impossible. And Mary said, see, I am a servant of the Lord. Let it come to pass for me, according to your word. And the angel departed from her. Thanks be to God.
Thank you. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David. He went to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great in child. And so it was, that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Thanks be to God.
Thank you. shepherds go to Bethlehem. A reading from the second chapter of Luke. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
we saw his star when they rose and had come to worship. When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed and called Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. In Bethlehem in Judea, they replied, for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, and the land of Judea are by no means least among the rulers of Judea. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him. After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
St. John unfolds the great mystery of the Incarnation. A reading from the first chapter of John. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came for testimony to bear witness to the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness to the light, the true light that enlightens every man was coming into the world. He was in the world. The world was made through him, yet the world knew him not. He came to his own home. His own people received him not. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. We have beheld his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father. Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
presence brighten our path to the future. May the brilliance of your hope beckon us to new beginnings. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.